Ball in the air down the right field line. That'll end up in the stands. At the Duggar homer and the Arroyo blast. Should say that makes two home runs. It's felt like more. Like that game one we had of the doubleheader against Kalamazoo on Friday. And the two on the Green Bay side, both coming in the seventh. Nick Harms and Peyton Mansfield. The 0-2. Breaking ball fouled away again by Adderley. As mentioned, these two teams will meet again to close out the season. Friday and Saturday at historic Witter Field. We'll have fireworks both nights. What a way to end the summer. Couldn't think of a better way to do it. The 0-2. Bounced in by Carisi. Count now a ball and two strikes. Could think of a better way, and that being the Raptors scratching their way into a playoff spot, but it will be tough for them to get to that point and make that mark. They're 5.5 back of the division lead entering today with 7 games to play. They're doing their part right now, though, in a 7-run lead late on the road. 1-2 off-speed from Creasy misses high to even the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes on Adderley. It's unfortunate these last week and a half or so. Some bigger blown leads for the Raptors that have really sunk their ship. Looking for a exciting last week at home as the 2-2 breaking ball swung on and missed. Adderley looked foolish on that one. 2-up, 2-down for Creasy. You look back in Lakeshore, that 10-1 lead. Game 2 of the doubleheader. Through 4 innings, so it was a 7-inning ball game, and the bullpen could not hang on. One day later in Madison, it was 5-0 midway through. And yesterday, 6-0, nearly 2/3 of the way through that ball game. All 8 rocker runs a day ago coming in that bottom half of the 6th. First pitch to Jake Bold from Seth Creasy, a fastball missing upstairs for ball 1. Bold 1-for-3, singled and scored an inning ago. Put all those elements together, plus the amount of bodies the Raptors have had leave the club in the last week. 1-0 off-speed on the inside corner is called a strike. You're losing more arms than anything else. And that's the one thing you really need to get you through a playoff push. 1-1 breaking ball, smashed on the ground through the left side for a base hit. Buchanan will toss it in from left field. Back-to-back innings with a base hit for the designated hitter, Jake Bold.
Rocker right fielder, number 29, Nick Harms.
Nick Harms is 3-for-3 in his 4 trips to the plate today. His lone non-at-bat was the 6-pitch walk that he drew back in the 2nd inning. A no-doubt 3-run homer to right center off Rafter reliever Josh Opiola an inning ago. Creasy out of the stretch, middle of the rubber. Duggar holding on the runner at first base. First pitch to Harms, misses low for ball 1. It'll be 8-9-1 for the Rats when we get to the 9th inning. Joey Bezidlo, Christian Webb, and Aiden Teal. Creasy set, the 1-0. Working out of the slide step, another delivery that misses down on the turf for ball 2. The right-hander from Henderson, Tennessee, behind the 8-ball here. Long pause, the 2-0. Swung on and missed into the glove of Christian Webb. Creasy, another one of these guys added after the All-Star break just to piece together this bullpen and close out the regular season. He's looked sharp thus far. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Back to back. Fans there of Harms to make it 2-2. Two and two the count, Creasy set. The payoff pitch. Tapped foul down the first base side. Looking at runs in a game this season for the Raptors, 14 is up there. They also played at 14 at La Crosse on the 21st of July, that heading into the All-Star break. Second time they've done 14 runs in a game this season. 2-2, driven in the air right center. Field will hold this one in. Aiden Teal cutting into the gap, calling off Orlando Lordoy to make the catch and retire the side. One over the minimum faced for Seth Creasy here in the eighth. He allows a two-out single to Jake Bold, and that is all. We head to the ninth. Here at Capital Credit Union Park, the Rafters 14 and the Rockers 7, right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Stay big on your next project right now at Menards. Be prepared for the unexpected and keep your home powered with Generac generators. Their home standby generators serve as an excellent backup plan in case of power outage. Its advanced technology automatically starts within seconds of sensing power loss. Stay big on Generac generators at Menards. America's number one home improvement retailer for customer satisfaction, according to J.D. Power. For J.D. Power 2024 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Save big money at
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Camping, America's pastime. The fresh air, the lack of phone signal, and the ability to relax with a cold beer by the fire. Then the next day, not the best. Don't drag yourself out in the cold to make your family a healthy breakfast. Recover and call El Cafe and order a family-style breakfast to go. Scrambled eggs, ham, bacon, or sausage. Toaster pancakes with hash browns, and all of this is $8 a person. Call El Cafe at 715-887-2233 for a meal the whole family will love and a day of recovery for you.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Rafters Baseball on WFHR.
1-0 the count to begin the top of the ninth inning to Joey Bizidlo. Carlos Anziani back on the rubber for Green Bay as he fires a fastball that misses downstairs for ball two. 14-7 the score. Andy Ockham on WFHR returning to you here in the visiting press box of Capital Credit Union Park. 2-0 fastball missing the zone from Anziani, makes it 3 balls and no strikes on Bizidlo. Joey's reached twice in the ballgame and has scored twice on an error last inning and on a walk in the third. The right-hander Anziani rocks and fires the 3-0. Fastball that's on the inside corner for a called strike. 14 runs on 15 hits and an error for Rapids. 7 runs, 11 hits, and 3 errors for Green Bay in Game 2 of this series. Green Bay taking Game 1 yesterday, 8-6. 3-1, tapped foul by Bizidlo down the first baseline. But on the backspin, it makes his way back into fair territory. Mateo Matthews staying patient with it and taking it to the bag in time. Wacky way for the first out of this inning. 3 unassisted, and the batter is Christian Webb. Also thought that might have hit home plate off the bat of Bizidlo. Either way, the Eckerd College product is retired, and Christian Webb has reached 3 times in his third start with the Rafters this summer. The first pitch from Anziani. Pass ball missing low for ball one. Webb, a 6-pitch walk an inning ago and later scored. Singled in the fourth, reached on an error in the third. The 1-0. Fastball swung on and missed to even the count at a ball and a strike. When we get to the bottom of the ninth, it'll be 6-7-8 for Green Bay. Mateo Matthews, Blade Carver, and Peyton Mansfield. It will be Seth Creasy back out on the mound for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-1. Swing and a miss on that fastball out of the hand of Anziani. It's now a ball and 2 strikes. Did that math and fact-checking. The Rafters have scored 15 runs 3 times this season. So they need 2 in this inning to eclipse their season high. The 1-2. Fastball just missing upstairs. Count evens 2-2. Those 15-run games in the span of 4 days. The 16th of June at home. That was the 14-run bottom of the sixth inning in that 15-8 win over the Lakeshore Chinooks on Father's Day and Ag Day as the 2-2 runs inside and hits Christian Webb on the forearm. Raptor catcher aboard for the fourth time today. Back to the top of the card with Aiden Teal. Raptors then, 2 games later, won 15-11 against Battle Creek at home on the 19th. The only game that has gone over 4 hours this season. Very next day in a scheduled doubleheader with Wausau from Athletic Park, they beat the Woodchucks in game one, 15-3. As I mentioned, the other time they've scored 14 this season at La Crosse prior to the All-Star break on Sunday the 21st. First pitch to Teal misses downstairs. That coming exactly 2 weeks ago. Teal in the ballgame has scored twice and has reached 3 times. Multi-hit game for the Mahwah, New Jersey kid. 1-0 fastball, catching the zone, down at the knees for a called strike. Ball and a strike, the count on Ziani out of the stretch on the first base side of the rubber. Good leadoff for Webb at the one bag. The 1-1. Teal in the air left field, drifting foul, and it'll end up in the stands. Raptors sent 10 to the plate in their 6-run top of the eighth inning. Countering a 5-run home half of the seventh from Green Bay that cut it to just a 1-run ball game at 8-7. A lot of scoring to report on today. We had a football score, 14-7. 26 hits between the two teams. The 1-2. Breaking ball, fouled back. Good movement on that one from Anziani. Teal hanging tough and staying alive. Jorge Degatti on deck. Orlando Lordoy will follow him up. Anziani peers over to first, shakes off Carver once, and now comes set with 15 on the pitch clock. The next 1-2. Fastball ripped on the ground. That's under a glove of Mateo Matthews and into right field. Christian Webb will stay put at second base. It is Aiden Teal's third hit of the ball game. Jorge Degatti coming up with a couple of runners on the bags. Jorge drove in his first run of the ball game an inning ago. On a ground out to the shortstop, Sam Miller. Also a multi-hit game for the Nova Southeastern product, doubling in the fifth and singling in the seventh. Both times Jorge has recorded a hit, he's come in to score. Anziani dealing with some traffic on the paths right now. Right-hander to throw his 29th pitch of the ball game right here. Prior to that, though, an inside move, disengaging off the rubber, walking Christian Webb back to the second base bag. Seth Creasy in his inning and two-thirds out of the stable has thrown 25 pitches. Fourth arm used today for Kirk Schreider. First pitch off-speed to Degatti, chasing in the dirt, swinging and missing, count 0-1. Rapid scoring, 9 runs in the last 2 innings. Bolstering their lead here on the road on this Sunday afternoon. The 0-1. Breaking ball, missing low and inside, crossing up Carver. It gets by him. Webb taking off for third. The throw down there is in time. It was a late break to third from Christian Webb. And the confusion out of the glove cost him the extra base. Teal to second, one down. I got the second out of the inning. My apologies. Joey Bizidlo grounding out to begin the frame. All of a sudden, from first and second and one down to a runner on second and two away with a 1-1 count on Degatti. Now Lane Allen getting looked at on the third base side. They've had an awkward collision sliding in there with Christian Webb. Appears to be all right. He'll stay in the ballgame. No new scores to update in the Northwoods League. Did have a game get underway. The rescheduled game, Badlands at St. Cloud, bottom five, picking up from Joe Faberfield. That's an 8-8 score between the Big Sticks and the Rocks. As the 1-1 fastball misses high from Anziani. Bottom one at Corbett Field. Nothing-nothing Bismarck at Minot. Couple teams under 500 in the second half. Teal a good leadoff second. The 2-1 home from Carlos Anziani. Breaking ball, throwing his hands out at it is Degani, blooping into right field. It'll dunk down in front of Harms for a base hit. Teal to come in and score. It is a two-out RBI single for Jorge Degani in the ninth inning. Despite the base running error, it would have scored two runs there for Wisconsin Rapids. They'll still take the one. It is now 15-7. The inning continues for Orlando Lordoy. Lordoy has reached four times in the ballgame and has recorded three hits. Last time up, a two-run single and later scored an inning ago. Back to the stretch. First base side of the rubber, Anziani set. First pitch to Lordoy, misses downstairs. So unless something drastic changes here, it appears it'll be four pitchers per side today, all right-handers. With Nick Perry starting against Landon Victorian. Deep breath from Anziani, his 1-0. This is downstairs, two balls, no strikes, the count. Nick Perry went 3-up, 3-down in the first, and that's all he got today. Five pitches for the Colorado State Pueblo right-hander. Dakota Crumbly shouldered the load, four innings of two-run ball directly after Perry. The 2-0. Fastball right in there for a called strike. Josh Opiola, an inning and a third, gave up those five in the home half of the seventh. A good job from Seth Creasy coming in, limiting the damage and working a scoreless bottom of the eighth. 2-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Lordoy chasing at that one downstairs. Count evens 2-2. We had a Hawaiian day at Witterfield. That's the theme here this afternoon in Ashwaubenon. Plenty of Hawaiian shirts to be seen throughout the park. But end up being a wonderful day for baseball. The 2-2. Breaking ball missing downstairs, blocked by Carver. Staying put at first is Degani. Lordoy has worked the count full. Now we got a few more giveaways at Witterfield in the final week of the season. A couple more bobbleheads, a team poster. All of that and so much more. Looking forward to seeing all the fans with five of the final six games on the slate being at home. Also back-to-back firework nights against Green Bay on Friday and Saturday. Runner taking off on the pitch. That is Degani, the 3-2. Misses low for ball four. Lordoy draws the free pass. Two aboard for Chris Arroyo, who homered an inning ago, his seventh of the season. A two-run jack over the right center field wall. Arroyo, hitter number six in the box this inning for Rapids. A 1:05 start today, just over 3 hours into the ballgame. So what happens, though, when 22 runs are scored? Anziani set the first pitch. Fastball missing low and inside for ball one. Right-hander looking to get out of this without allowing a run. The 1-0 misses outside. Inning and a third for Carlos. He has allowed an earned run on three hits. One already scoring this inning. RBI single from Jorge Degani, the 2-0. Fastball missing up and away. Three balls, no strikes. The count on the rafter designated hitter. See if Arroyo has the green light here, if he is told to keep the bat on his shoulder. Gotti on second, Lordoy on first. The next pitch home from Carlos Anziani. Fastball on the outer edge, called a strike. It's go time now for Chris Arroyo. A game in which the Raptors have led since the third inning. By 8 right now in the top of the ninth, 3-1. Line drive center field. It is down in front of Seth Farney. Getting waved around to home is Degatti. Throw cut off on the mound. Chris Arroyo. Make it a three-hit ball game. He has driven in four runs, and it is 16-7 Wisconsin Rapids. Ordoy stops at second, and it is Walker Buchanan. Most runs the Rafters have scored in a game this season. Coming here on the road. Right and righty battle. First delivery to Walker Buchanan. Hit on the ground to short. Miller charging in, gloves and throws to first in time to retire the side. The Rats score two more here in the ninth. It is a 16-7 ball game from Capital Credit Union Park. Bottom nine we go. 6-7-8 due up for Green Bay right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome. But prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can...
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
WisCountry 105.5 WIRI and locally grown radio WFHR are having a party. A party on the roundabout. Join us August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. and have some fun on the radio. Say hi to Pam and the rest of the staff. There will be kids games, balloon animals, and face painting. There will be a live animal show by the Aquarium Pet Shop. Have your kid team up with one of our on-air personalities to record a radio message that we might air later. That's right, you could hear your kid on the radio. Meet and take pictures with our feathery mascot, Agatha, from noon to 2. She loves to make new friends. Then share and tag your picture to win station merch, including brand new t-shirts. Help us give back and support our community by donating a non-perishable food or school supply item. Don't miss El Taco Social Food Truck serving hot, yummy tacos and more. And don't forget to text in your song requests for WIRI before August 11th through the Civic Media app. It's the WFHR WIRI Party on the Roundabout, Wednesday, August 14th from noon to 6 p.m. Come and see how much fun radio can be.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
First pitch to Mateo Matthews here in the bottom of the ninth inning from Seth Creasy. Misses the zone for ball one. Raptors 16, Rockers 7. Andy Ock returning to you here in Ashwaubenon on WFHR. Creasy's 1-0 pitch swung on and missed. Count now 1-1. 16 runs on 18 hits and an error for Wisconsin Rapids. 7 runs on 11 hits and 3 errors for Green Bay. The Raptors leaving 7 on the bases in this ballgame. Creasy out of the windup. His 1-1. This is downstairs, backhanded by Christian Webb. Count now 2 balls and a strike. After not playing in game 1 yesterday, Mateo Matthews 0-for-4 in the contest today. Last time up, a ground out to the second baseman, Joey Bizidlo, in the 7th. 2-1 misses low as well from the right-hander for ball 3. Rafters scoring runs, 3 in the 3rd, 1 in the 4th, 1 in the 5th, 3 in the 7th, 6 in the 8th, and 2 in the 9th. 2 in the 5th and 5 in the 7th for Green Bay. Rockers made it a one-run ball game after 7, but it was that 6-run frame for Wisconsin Rapids that set themselves apart. 3-1 pitch hit high in the air, deep right field. Orlando Lordoy can only watch it go. Third home run of the season against Wisconsin Rapids for Mateo Matthews. Solo jack makes it 16-8. That's that short porch in right field. And get a few to fly out of the yard that way, and the Wagner product sends one over and out.
Hey, that's another Walter home run. That one courtesy to Mateo Matthews. Walter's donating $10 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation for each Rocker home run at home. That's the 38th Rocker home run at Capital Credit Union Park.
Blade Carver, an infield single his last time up in the seventh. The Rocker catcher is 1-for-4 in the ballgame. First pitch from Creasy. This is the inside corner for ball one. Rockers have left 10 on the bases in this ballgame, including the bags juiced in the third. 1-0. Fastball popped up in the air. Foul territory, third base side. There might be enough room to make this catch, though. It is the shortstop, Tommy Gulbranson, calling off Jorge Degatti to secure it for the first out of the inning. Peyton Mansfield left the yard his last time up in the seventh inning. He is 2-for-4 in the ballgame, a two-run jack over the left field fence. The bottom third of the Green Bay order. Bags are empty, one down. First pitch from Creasy. Off speed and a beauty. Right on the inner half, it's called a strike. Seth Farney on deck, then it is Lane Allen. It's the 0-1 home. Pass ball swung on and missed. Chasing down in the turf is Mansfield. Count nothing and two. Raptors looking to the 32-32 on the season to get three games above 500 here in half number two. Check swing on the 0-2 on the bounce. Did he go around on the appeal to first? No, says the crew chief Jeremy Brooks. A loss today would give the Rockers their 35th defeat of the season and would put them at 15-13 in the second half. Creasy's 1-2. Breaking ball popped up in the air left side of the infield. This time it is Jorge Degatti calling off Tommy Gulbranson to make the catch. Two down in the ninth. Seth Farney, out of his four times to the plate today, has reached once, that being on a 6-4 fielder's choice. Back in the bottom of inning six. Right and righty battle. First pitch from Creasy, misses downstairs. Homer stay on the Rapids side. Cashel Duggar and Chris Arroyo. 1-0. Smashed on the ground to third. Charging in Degatti. Gloves and throws to first. It is dug out by Cashel. In time to end the ball game. Solo homer here in the ninth for Mateo Matthews, but the Rafters win it 16-8. Eight runs on 12 hits, three errors and 10 left on for Green Bay. 16 runs on 18 hits, an error and seven left on for your Rafters. They split this series in Ashwaubenon. I'll tell you more about it in our postgame show in just a few minutes right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
I'm Scarlett Johansson. My family relied on public assistance to help provide meals for us. These meals fueled my involvement in theater and the arts as a child, which fostered my love for acting. The Feeding America network of food banks helps millions of people put food on the table. You can join the movement to end hunger by donating, volunteering, and advocating. Because when people are fed, futures are nourished. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/actnow.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This history can't be denied. Wisconsin is the home of the hamburger. About 30 minutes west of Green Bay, you'll find the city of Seymour, where in the 1880s, young Charlie Nagreen pushed his food cart to the fair. The 15-year-old planned to sell round balls of beef to visitors, but it didn't quite catch on. Can you guess the surprising reason why? The answer's coming up. Every summer, the home of the hamburger celebrates its history in a huge way with Burgerfest in Seymour. There's a 200-pound burger on the grill, a bun, run, ketchup slide, and of course, a burger-eating contest. So did you guess why Charlie's first beef recipe didn't work out? Well, as the story goes, visitors to the fair wanted to walk around. Charlie realized he needed to smash his beef ball between two pieces of bread to be able to eat it on the go. Charlie's hamburger, a huge success, making Seymour the home of the hamburger, a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to the rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people, the same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
There are so many traditions built around the Wisconsin Badgers, game day and the mascot, which in 1889 was a real badger. It didn't go well. Eventually, the animal was replaced by a person. An on-campus contest chose the official mascot name, Buckingham U. Badger. Still, Wisconsin's official animal is a badger. But do you know which animal almost earned this title instead? Gray squirrel? White-tailed deer? Black bear? The answer is coming up. The original badger's nickname is actually associated with lead miners in the state, not the animals. It was the 1820s, and the miners often didn't have shelter in the winters, so they lived like badgers, digging tunnels into the hillsides where they worked. So was there almost another state animal? Yes, the white-tailed deer, which later became the official wildlife animal. But the history surrounding the badgers is a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Get hurt in the game? We tough it out. Feel exhausted? We push on. Feeling down? We pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. But there are times when bootstraps aren't enough. When stress gets to us and we need to talk to someone about what we're really going through. So we're going to reach out, because sometimes mental health is not a one-person job. Visit loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The Rafters score their highest amount of runs in a season in a ball game here today at Capital Credit Union Park against the Green Bay Rockers and win it 16-8. Your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball right here on WFHR with yours truly, Andy Yochum. All 64 games thus far have been right here on these airwaves, and the final six will be here as well starting tomorrow. 16 runs on 18 hits, an error, and 7 left on for Wisconsin Rapids. 8 runs on 12 hits, 3 errors, and 10 left on for Green Bay. Scoring got started in the top of the third inning of this one. Aiden Teal, an RBI single. Orlando Lordoy drove in a run as well on a base hit, and then another run came in to score on a throwing error that allowed Lordoy to reach second base. Cashel Duggar left the yard in the top of the fourth inning to begin the frame, a solo blast, his third of the season and his first away from Winter Field, to make it 4-0 Rafters. Green Bay got on the board in the bottom of the fifth inning after Wisconsin Rapids plated another in the top of the frame to make it 5-0. Green Bay scored twice off Dakota Crumbly to make it a 5-2 ball game, and then Wisconsin Rapids responded a couple innings later in the top of the seventh with a 3-spot, the highlight being an RBI double from Chris Arroyo. It was 8-2 heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. 5 runs for Green Bay made it just a 1-run ball game. 2 homers in that inning, a 3-run jack from Nick Harms, and a 2-run blast from Peyton Mansfield off Rafter reliever Josh Opiola. Wisconsin Rapids, one heck of a way to respond half an inning later. 6 runs in the top of the eighth inning, sending 10 to the plate. Tommy Gulbranson began the inning with his first hit as a Rafter, a leadoff double. A couple more reached Bizitlo and Webb. They were brought in on a bases-loaded walk from Aiden Teal. That was the first run of the inning. Jorge Degatti then drove in a run on a ground out to the shortstop Sam Miller. And then it was the big thumpers in the 3-4 spots, Orlando Lordoy and Chris Arroyo. Lordoy, a 2-run single. Arroyo, his 7th home run of the season and his 2nd here at Capital Credit Union Park, a 2-run jack over the right field wall. 2 more added in the top of the ninth, giving the Rafters 16, their highest total in a game this season, on RBI knocks from Jorge Degatti and yet again Chris Arroyo. Mateo Matthews scored the run's game's final run on a solo home run in the bottom of the ninth inning. Nick Perry got the start today for Wisconsin Rapids, throwing a scoreless 1-2-3 top of the first on just 5 pitches. Kirk Schreider and Mike Spears using him as an opener. It was then Dakota Crumbly for 4 frames. He allowed 4 hits, 2 earned runs, walked 2 and struck out 2 on 66 pitches. From there, it was Josh Opiola, the right-hander from Stevens Point, and Bryant and Stratton College going an inning and a third, allowing 6 hits, 5 runs, 4 of which were earned. No walks or strikeouts for Josh on 37 pitches. Seth Creasy got the game's final 5 outs here today for the Rafters. I should say make that the game's final 8 outs, 2 2/3 for the right-hander from Freed Hardman, allowing 2 hits, 1 earned run, no walks, and 2 punchouts on 38 pitches. It was the right-hander committed to the University of Oklahoma, Landon Victorian, to get the start for Green Bay. Went 3+, allowed 4 hits, 4 runs, 2 of which were earned. He walked 1 and punched out 5 on 75 pitches. From there, Charlie Adamson, 4 innings of 4-run ball. Lucas Winburn gave up 5 of those 6 runs in the 8th inning, just a third of an inning for the right-hander from Kaskaskia College on 27 pitches. And it was the former Rafter Carlos Anziani for the final inning at 2/3, allowing 2 earned runs on 4 hits on 44 pitches thrown. Dakota Crumbly the win, Lucas Winburn the loss, Seth Creasy the save here this afternoon. 3 hours, 22 minutes, the time of the ball game. Over 2,300 in attendance here in Ashwaubenon, 82 degrees and cloudy at the time of first pitch. Once again, your box score reads as follows. The Rafters, 16 runs on 18 hits, an error, and 7 left on. And for the Rockers, 8 runs on 12 hits, 3 errors, and 10 left on. They split this series in Green Bay. They see the Rockers 2 more times to close out the season this upcoming week on Friday and Saturday at historic Winter Field. Only 1 more road game to go. 5 of the final 6 are in Wisconsin Rapids, and that stretch begins tomorrow night with a 6:35 first pitch against the Minnesota Mud Puppies. Keep your FM AM dials tuned in here at 97.5, 1320, or have your Civic Media apps ready for a 6:25 pregame show on WFHR. Thank you so much for tuning in to this afternoon's presentation of Rafters Baseball. They even up on the season now, 32 wins, 32 losses. They are 17-14 in the second half. Green Bay falls to 15-13 in half number 2, and 29-20-35. On this season. Andy Yochum signing off for now from Capital Credit Union Park. We'll catch you tomorrow from historic Winter Field.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Raptors Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
And they'll say that soccer is a gentleman sport played by hooligans, and rugby is a hooligan sport played by gentlemen. it's just true. And this clip was amazing, just kind of bringing it back to the whole body image thing. I think even as doctors, we kind of hate BMI. She's absolutely right. It's this obscure number. It's kind of the best we have to try to get an idea of risks for health. But in athlete, it's even more inaccurate with athletes, especially. My husband played Division I football, and his BMI has always been over 30, but he is, 6'4" and 250 and just like muscle. So he's considered, he has the thing that says that it's overweight. So it really just isn't helpful for athletes like this. Like she said, I mean, the things that she does on the field are just incredible. I mean, she runs over people literally and is so strong. So I'm glad. I mean, this is just like Greg said, like, I wish that we had this when we were growing up, because.
Yo, it's Raised in Wisco. You can listen to it on all your Civic Media stations, 13 of them throughout the great state of Wisconsin, 11 a.m. Saturdays and Sundays every weekend. Me, Joel Clayfish.
Hello.
You, Danielle Fairman.
That's me.
We're going to bring you on this show the best times, reasons, excuses, food about Wisconsin. I mean, how much more fun does it get than to learn all the things you can do in the outdoors of Wisconsin and all the things you can eat if you live here by your own hands or by the great supper clubs or taverns or restaurants throughout the state.
And it's fantastic because every week it's something new. It's something different. And we've been going on for almost 2 years now.
And we never repeat ourselves.
We do not repeat ourselves because Wisconsin is that fantastic.
And the greatest thing, the reason that every single person should listen to this show, and we so appreciate you who are listening, everybody should listen to this show because there is something for everybody.
Absolutely.
Raised in Wisco is about living in this state, being grateful for the resources in this state, and on top of that, taking away your fear to participate in the awesomeness of this state.
And if you have any questions or concerns, more or less questions, go to our
questions
Facebook,
or suggestions,
suggestions
too.
There we go. Go to our Facebook page, give us a like, and post, comment, whatever you need to on our videos and our pictures.
We will answer all of them because we are sincerely interested in taking any fear you may have about getting in the outdoors and trying something new. If you are not a hunter, give us a question. We will help you get out into the woods. If
Absolutely.
You want to try fishing, foraging, kayaking, rock climbing, camping, some kind of recipe. If you don't know how to make a roux and a gravy, let us know because we're going to help you out. We're going to post recipes. And coming up on the show, I'm excited. We're going to talk about two recipes. We're going to talk about venison smoked scotch eggs. And we're going to talk about wood duck soup, which is a specialty of Taylor Finger, who's the game bird ecologist. And, we were talking about this very special Learn to Hunt, and I hope I didn't mislead anybody. It's a very specific hunt for folks who are employed by the Department of Natural Resources.
Or just in wildlife professions.
Or wildlife professions who have never hunted before, to be able to go out and duck hunt. And one of the cool things about that, what I'm really excited about that is you got some plumed out ducks right now. I mean, they're going to be able to have some opportunities at some beautiful waterfowl.
Yeah, it's, again, we partner with the Fish and Wildlife Service. We partner with a bunch of other groups, and we're fortunate enough to get out in Horicon Marsh in the early fall and give these
early people. Fall. This is the middle of summer.
I'm saying that that's when the first class of hey, they got to do a little behind the work, and then we get them out in September and October. The Fish and Wildlife Service and the feds would not be okay with us hunting in the summertime. We kind of stopped that about 100 years
that's
ago.
That's why we're so excited. I thought in the middle of summer they get to do this.
I misled you guys. Yeah,
I think no, you didn't. I knew what was going on. I'm so excited for these folks who've never hunted before to get out there and get a chance. And they might blast 25 caps before they hit one bird,
they're as excited as they get 20 shells. That first bird, if it's their 19th shell or it's their first shell, they're walking away with a grin on their face.
No doubt about it. Happens every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
I think this is just such a great idea because, look, you're giving people an opportunity at a time that they don't have to compete with other hunters. They're going to be surrounded by folks who are willing to teach them.
Awesome mentors. Yeah.
Awesome mentor. Kelvin, have you ever waterfowl hunted in your life?
I have one time.
Did it go?
It was okay. It wasn't an experience I personally loved, but I definitely saw the appeal of why other people like it.
Okay, so now, is there any time in the next week we can get Calvin certified as an outdoor specialist?
There's a lot of coursework involved.
Are you up for cramming some coursework and going on the duck hunt of your life, Calvin?
Biology was never my strong suit. No. Unfortunately.
Hey, Matt. Calvin, it's good to see you. We haven't seen you for a while. Producer Jess was doing other duties this week, and I'm thrilled to see you back. It's nice to have you back
with us, Calvin, for
the show, Calvin. So thanks a lot for filling in. And I think Raised in Wisco has kind of changed since last you were here, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been a while. It's been at least, I don't want to say 3 months since I did it, and that was only a one-time thing. It's been even longer since I've been a regular part of it.
Yeah, we're really excited because the numbers are going up. Listeners are increasing. Raised in Wisco gets to talk to folks throughout the state now on Civic Media Station, Saturdays and Sundays at 11 o'clock. Danielle Fairman, I'm Joel Clayfish. We get to take you on a ride through Wisconsin. What's great about it? And one of the great things about it is Taylor Finger, who's the state's game bird ecologist, joining us today.
Happy to be here.
And I'm so excited to talk to you about, you're the game bird ecologist. You cover turkeys, ducks, geese, all the waterfowl and small game. We don't have anywhere near enough time for me to pick your brain enough. And I want to say, Taylor's been a guest on the Fowl Life podcast, and the Fowl Life, he is extremely involved, always willing to give his time to help educate and to help folks understand and get into waterfowl hunting. And waterfowl hunting and turkey hunting, really, in my opinion, waterfowl hunting, turkey hunting, rabbit hunting, squirrel hunting, those are great entry hunting pursuits, aren't they?
Yeah, it's active. You know, you're not sitting in a tree stand for 10 hours hoping to God something walks by you. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, if you're waterfowl hunting, you're getting up, you're standing, you're camaraderie, you got people sitting next to you. Even turkey hunting, if you got someone close enough on the tree, you can talk all morning. It's not just sitting here just, okay, hopefully something comes
by. Don't move, don't blink.
Yeah.
Hang tight.
So, and I want to say there's a much higher success rate in turkey hunting and waterfowl hunting than, say, deer hunting for the first time.
Yeah, and you can get away from people. Whereas, again, if you are deer hunting on public land and it's your first time, you can get a sour taste in your mouth because there could be someone sitting 70 yards away from you.
Mm-hmm.
And you just can't get away from them.
You know what? One of the things that I absolutely love about waterfowl hunting is...
What?
You can...
The food?
You can... If you're in a layout blind... You're waterfowl hunting, you are sitting, your stomach is sore and it's not from sitting up a lot of times. You and your buddies and anyone you've brought out there are laughing your rear ends off, laughing till your stomach muscles are sore half the time.
As you're watching someone chase a wounded goose. You're giving him all the encouragement in the world.
Danielle's got her full limit in her jacket, trying to stay warm. I'm telling you, I mean, and it goes back to Danielle Fairman and I had one of the greatest hunts of my life. It was fog level down to about 10 yards on top of us. So we didn't know there were geese in the air until we heard them.
Dropping out of the sky.
And then we were calling them and they were just going directly to the call and all of a sudden they would show up 10 yards above our heads. Man, it was such a blast. But that's what I love about waterfowl hunting. And that's what I have to tell you. It doesn't matter what type of person you are. You will find a type of outdoor activity in Wisconsin that will suit you. Even if you you just limit it to hunting and fishing. It's so diverse. Waterfowl hunting, you goofing around with your buddies, talking the whole time until the birds are coming, then you start calling. Even turkey hunting with somebody in a blind. You can move around quite a bit. You can whisper to each other most of the whole time until you see something.
And then the adrenaline kicks in.
And the adrenaline kicks in, and you're trying to get them to close that gap. And then if you're a solitude person or you want a day completely by yourself, there's nothing more curative than sitting in a deer stand with a bow or a rifle or
listening to the world wake up.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's the best.
I love how every single hunter, outdoorsman has that same exact response, listening to the world wake up.
I just, that's my favorite time.
Every single person.
Watching the woods wake up is my favorite thing in the whole world, because you will always hear something you've never heard before, and 9 times out of 10, you're going to see something you never expected to
the
see.
The first grunt I ever heard, I watch a lot of scary movies during that time of the year, and when I say I ran as fast as I could, I was like, I was floating. I was so terrified. I'm like, what is that? Well,
you hear a fox in the early in the morning.
Raccoons fighting each other.
Oh my goodness. I get so terrified. My brain goes, my imagination runs wild.
Oh, no doubt about it. I was sitting by myself. I had turkeys, you know, decoys set up, and I had set up real early. So I didn't bust them out of the roost walking in. And what that means is turkeys sleep in trees. So if you don't know that, turkeys sleep in trees. And if you sneak in early enough, you can sneak in close to where they're sleeping without scaring them. So I had set everything up, and all of a sudden I'm in the tree and I see this owl circling, and the owl comes down and hits my decoy.
Oh,
thought it was a turkey trying to smack the decoy, trying to for prey, but hit it, and it was plastic, knocked it straight off, and it was sitting upside down. All that work.
No.
And the owl totally ruined my hunt, because my decoy was upside down.
It was
down.
Worth it, though, to it
was
see good, it.
But it was pretty cool. And I thought, do I sneak out or do I just let it go? But I can't. Okay, we need the state game bird ecologist.
Yeah, we have
is here,
questions.
Danielle. We need to talk about
the results from
game
the spring
bird
waterfall
ecology.
Yes, spring waterfowl survey.
So yeah, it was interesting. So we've been flying the waterfowl survey in Wisconsin for 50 years, and we follow basically the same protocol that the Fish and Wildlife Service does. This was the earliest we've ever flown the survey, because if you guys recall, there was.
So can we tell people about the, like, why do we do the survey for people that do not know?
Yeah, so Wisconsin contributes our duck numbers, primarily our mallard numbers, to the Fish and Wildlife Service, and usually the mid-continent mallard numbers is what goes into determining how long a season we have and how many bags, or what the bird bag limit is. So again, where we look at our Wisconsin, Michigan, and Minnesota contribute to that, and at the end of the summer, the feds will come out with their estimate, and they'll tell us, okay, in next year we're going to have a 60-day season, a 45-day season, or a 30-day season.
So, okay, how are we looking?
And it's only that specific number.
45, and 60. Yep, that's where we're set up with season frameworks. And so this year, Wisconsin, we were down about 8% on our mallards. Michigan was up like 57%.
Down on our mallards? That surprises me.
It's we were so dry last year.
Yeah, we were.
We probably have a load of pintails.
And we were really dry going into the survey. And then it just didn't stop raining, and you know, from the late April into July.
Okay.
So again, I think during the time period that we actually surveyed, we had less water. It was a little bit tougher to find the birds. So yeah, again, I think we're sitting okay. Michigan was much better this year. Continentally, it'll be interesting, because we've been down. Mallard numbers have been down for the last 3 or 4 years. So, but we had a phenomenal year.
So are
this
we
year
changing any bag limits? You think?
We won't know until the feds release their numbers in late August, but we've had a 60-day season since 1997, so I would suspect
we've had lower numbers and still a 60-day season.
Yeah, yes.
I'm hopeful. I'm very hopeful.
Right,
and I mean, last year we actually went to two hen mallards in the bag of four mallards, which was extremely forgiving. Let's just say,
it's been something that hunters have asked for a long, long time, and we use science and biology to essentially look at. Mallard populations, hen harvest, all of that is not related at all to duck hunters.
Hen
survival is primarily driven on habitat.
Sure.
So the idea that we're going to, if we shoot one less hen, it It's not going to make any difference on the actual hen survival. So why not give someone that opportunity, that kid that shoots his first duck and it's a hen mallard and now he's afraid to shoot another duck because
He may not be super great at identification. Yeah.
And so, yeah,
that's really smart.
Yeah, it just gives kind of that grace period and we have the population to do so.
God, man, this show flies so fast. Okay, two more quick questions about this topic. Number one, all the rain, all the potholes are filled up, the marshes are filled back up, the tributaries are filled back up, there's rivers where there weren't rivers, there's creeks where there weren't creeks. I got a scrape in the backyard that's got water for the first time in 5 years. We're going to see a ton of waterfowl, aren't we?
Yeah, we had awesome brood production areas this year, so there's going to be water absolutely everywhere. The marshes all look great. We're starting our banding season right now, so if we can get birds to concentrate, because it's hot right now, but from what we gather, wood duck boxes, people have been seeing all kinds of ducks out. I think we're going to have an excellent year.
How do we talk about getting more bands on the legs of more waterfowl?
More money? No, we put Wisconsin is the largest banding state. Does it ourselves. We will do over 4,000 birds a year.
Are you limited to that number?
We do 10,000 bands a year. We do
10,000 bands a year.
4,000 Canada geese, 4,000 mallards, 1,700 wood ducks, and about 850 doves.
Are you limited? Wow. Can you do more? Could you do more?
You could do more, but again, it takes time. It takes staff time. It takes resources. Think about spending weeks on weeks trying to.
How many
bait.
Of those get harvested?
About 20% on
20%.
Average.
20%. That means we They're got more there. Bands to get out there, Danielle. I can't wait to talk about the food we're going to eat. And we're going to talk turkey because you can't forget about those fall turkeys. So many people do. I'm going to tell you it's one of the best times to get out
Absolutely.
There and sit for the gobblers.
As long as I'm still alive and kicking, I'll be sticking to the heavy lifting.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
You're listening to Raised in Wisco. I'm your host, Joel Clayfish. Danielle Fairman's at my side.
Hello.
Co-piloting this rig for a smooth landing over the waters of Lake Michigan, the Mississippi, and more than 10,000 inland lakes. That's right. Way more than Minnesota, but they have it on their license plate. That's okay. We have America's Dairyland on our license plate, which I absolutely love. I love cows. They're so cool.
They're so adorable.
I do. They're just so docile. I just love cows.
Are you ready for food?
I'm ready to talk about food. I was literally like preparing, talking about food because I don't know what it is, but we get on the show and I just get so hungry.
That's why I eat before I come
here now. Taylor Finger, the Department of Natural Resources game bird ecologist is with us. And we were talking about how awesome the waterfowl season should be this year with all the water we've got recently. And I want to ask you, I'm a fall turkey hunter. We don't get too many fall turkey hunters in Wisconsin, do we?
No, so it's interesting. It's right now the fastest growing license that we sell.
Turkey is?
Oh, no, that makes me nervous because I love fall turkey hunting.
Everyone's buying it, I think, to have it in their back pocket while they're bow hunting because our...
Locally Grown Radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
What does your retirement look like? With Fidelity Wealth Management, a dedicated advisor can help you grow and protect your wealth. They'll look at your full financial picture and help you create a flexible retirement income strategy that considers things like market conditions and healthcare expenses so you can reach your wealth's full potential. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimums apply. Advisory services offered by Fidelity Personal and Workplace Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor for a fee. This advertisement is brought to you by Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.